Geek Radio Daily for Monday, April 5th, 2010. It's all the geek without the weight. Good Monday morning to you. Yes, it's the start of another week, but you know what? You stick with us and you'll get through it just fine. First question you might be asking yourself is, where's Billy Flynn? Well, he is out for the week. He is doing some college stuff. He's got some work that needs to be done, so it's just going to be you and I this week. Second question you might be asking yourself, where's all the music? Well, we had a slight issue with the sounders and my computer crashing, and I'm not getting all the sounders from Billy yet, but that's okay. We'll get the sounders tomorrow, and no big deal. Let's do this a cappella today. How's that sound? Let's start with some birthdays today. Christopher Reed, Kid from Kid and Play. Yeah, remember back in the day with a big, hot, yeah, 46 years old today. Diamond Dallas Page, professional wrestler. He is 54. Max Gale, Detective Horowitz from Barney Miller. Remember Barney Miller back in the day? Yeah, 67 years old today. General Colin Powell and the former Secretary of State under the Bush administration, the first one, were first term for the second Bush. You know what I mean. 75 years old today. Roger Corman, the director of every great low-budget film that has ever been made, is 85 years old today. Those individuals who are no longer with us, Mr. Gregory Peck. Yes, he was in To Kill a Mockingbird. He was born in 1916. Bette Davis from All About Eve and a million films. Wonderful actress. 1908. And Spencer Tracy, the first actor to ever win back-to-back Oscars, was born in 1900. Let's talk of some TV pages today. Over there on CBS, you have Rules of Engagement, and then the finals for the NCAA men's basketball. You got Butler versus Duke. That's going to start off at 9 o'clock on the Eastern time zone, the only one that really matters. ABC, you have 2 hours of Dancing with the Stars, and then Castle, Wrapped Up in Death. NBC, you have Chuck, Trauma, and then Law and Order. Fox, you have 24 for 2 hours. Watch it while you can. It's going away. Spike Television, you have TNA Wrestling, and then on the USA Network, you have WWE Monday Night Raw. So you have a lot of wrestling choices to watch today. Sci-Fi Channel, you have a mini marathon of The Ghost Whisperer. FX, you have The Day After Tomorrow, and then Damages. Okay. AMC, The Invasion, with Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig. This came out in 2006. That was a decent film. Bravo, Brokeback Mountain. Insert your own joke here. TBS, you have The Family Guy. This is the two-parter with the Blue Harvest. Yeah, that one. That's a good one. Discovery Channel, you have another mini marathon, but this time it's with Dirty Jobs. With Mike Rowe, great show. Disney Channel, Halloween Town. Nothing like being topical right there. Run on time, Halloween Town for April. Good job. G4, you have Die Hard with a Vengeance with Bruce Willis. Probably, I think, the best of all four of the Die Hard films. My personal favorite, at least. Over there, Country Music Television, you have Days of Thunder. It's NASCAR. It's country music. What do you expect? BET, Lean on Me. I know why they're showing this movie. The actor, the individual that this movie was based on passed away not too long ago. He will be missed. However, if you're watching anything else tonight, it'll be on the Lifetime Television for Women. Moving from Florida to New York, a young girl tries to fit in with a group of wealthy friends. Elizabeth McLaughlin, Ellen Morrow, and Samantha Barascano are in The Click. All right, mailbox today. Let me check the mailbag. It's empty. No mail. No mail for the Brews today. That's okay. That's just fine. Hey, if you want to send us some mail, please do. Send it to podcast, The Bruce, Billy Flynn, or Flintress at GeekRadioDaily.com. They didn't even leave me the bell. I didn't leave the, get the bell. No, nothing. That's fine. I will survive through this. Why? Because I am The Bruce and I am just that competent. This is where we usually play the breaks, but that's okay. I don't have any break sounders today either. So we're going to go straight into the Monday box office results. All right, starting off at number 10. From last week's number 8, it's Shutter Island from Paramount Pictures, and it made another $1.4 million. It's made $123 million so far in 7 weeks. Hey, somebody made their money back on this film. That's really good. Number 9, She's Out of My League. Comedy, it's $1.4 million. It had a $20 million budget, and it already made $28 million. Good job, you might see a sequel. Number 8, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, made $5.5 million. $43 million in 3 weeks of release. Number 7, The Bounty Hunter. No, this has absolutely nothing to do with dog. Really, it doesn't. Yo, bruh. No, has nothing to do with that. $6.2 million in 3 weeks. $6.2 million this week. It's made $48 million so far in 3 weeks. Number 6, Hot Tub Time Machine was last week's number 3. This dropped pretty good. $8 million. It's made $27.8 million so far in just 2 weeks of release. It should make its budget back by then. Number 5 was last week's number 2. Alice in Wonderland made $8.7 million. It has made $309 million in 5 weeks. I'm in the wrong business. I really am in the wrong business. All right, this week, number 4, The Last Song. This is the Miley Cyrus, that picture. Made $16 million in its first, it's already made $25 million because they opened up on Wednesday, so it doesn't really count as far as box office result in it, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Cost $20 million to make, it already made $25.5 million. We'll probably see a sequel. Number 3, last week's number 1 is How You Train Your Dragon. It made $29.2 million. It's made $92 million, but it's got a $165 million budget for an animated film. They used to do animated films because they were cheaper. Not anymore. Speaking of a cheap film, or a film that was inexpensive to make, Tyra Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2? $30 million. It made $20 million to make this film. It's already made $30 million. It's going to be Why Did I Get Married Again? We'll see another one. And the number one movie this week is Clash of the Titans. Made $61.4 million. It was a $125 million budget. Who knows? It might make its budget back. Who cares? Hey, it's in 3D. It'll probably make its money back. All right. Geek news. All the news without the wait. It's fit to print. I keep forgetting the tagline for this. Billy Flynn always says it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't listen to it anyway. All right. First news story today. Ryan Reynolds has just signed on to play in a comic book movie. Do you think I'm repeating myself? Probably, but this is a completely different story. According to producers Neil Morowitz, Reynolds is locked in to play the recently deceased cop who takes over and is drafted into the RIPD, the Rest in Peace Department. Seriously. The Police of the Dead. He is partnered with an old and similarly not alive gunslinger. Together, they have to stop the apocalypse. This is based on the Dark Horse comic by Peter Lunovich and Lucian Meragon. Yeah. RIPD is Reynolds' third movie in the offing. He's already working on Green Lantern. He's then going to go to Deadpool, and then he's going to play a dead cop. Okay. A group of MIT students have found a way to turn shock absorbers into power generators, salvaging energy wasted by something most of us use every day. Shock absorbers in your car handle the difficult task of absorbing sharp shocks from the road. Yes, say that 5 times fast. By dampening any further vibrations. These are cylinders like pistons, just like you have in your engine of your car. They move through oil instead of moving through air. What the MIT students realize is that the shock absorbers, how they're built to slow the movement, and they dampen force and dissipate energy. They figured, why waste that energy? By placing a turbine inside of the absorbers, they could harness some of that wasted energy and use it to power the car's battery. They said anybody can do this. Of course, this is coming from one of the premier learning institutions of the country, so take that little bit of advice for what it's worth. What could only be explained is an amazing piece of virtual promotion the creators of Tron Legacy put on a press conference for NCOM in front of live fans in San Francisco Friday night, when Alan Brady, Bruce Boxleitner from the original movie, came out as the new executive consultant for NCOM Corporation and appeared in an elaborate press event to announce the online version of the company's legendary game, Space Paranoids. An announcement was disrupted by protesters arguing that former CEO Kevin Flynn, who mysteriously disappeared more than 25 years ago, was still alive. The press conference was also included a helicopter with the NCOM logo, a parachutist who ended up turning to be Sam Flynn, the son of Kevin Flynn, also was in the speech as well. A group of Flynn supporters took the stage and demanded that the search for Kevin Flynn continue. The posters were handmade, including ones that implemented the Dharma Initiative and old video game references such as "All of your base are belong to us." And finally, on a sad note, John Forsythe, the handsome, smooth voice actor who made his fortune as the scheming oil tycoon on TV's Dynasty and Charlie's voice on Charlie's Angels, died after a year-long battle with cancer. He was 92 years old. Forsythe died late Thursday night in his home in Santa Ynez from complications of pneumonia. Despite his distinguished work in theater and films, Forsythe's greatest fame came as Blake Carrington from Dynasty from 1981 to 1989. He was an excellent actor, but everybody's going to know him as either Blake Carrington or the faceless voice of Charlie. So, sir, you will be missed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's the show for today. Please join the Facebook page and become a fan. Check us out on iTunes. Geek Radio Daily is created under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. I got it out. Yay me. All right, please send us an email at podcast, the Bruce, Billy Flynn, or Flintress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.